Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right, here's your...
meat.
Whoa, that's a lot of meat.
Is that what he said?
Is that this one?
Meat sauce. No, your drinks. Your drinks.
Oh, thanks.
He never gave us our first ones.
All right.
There's meat in my drink.
No. Surprise. All right. I'm gonna go get the next meal.
What did he do? Okay. Oh, that was the drinks. Okay. Go ahead.
You keep slamming shit.
No, I'm giving you your drinks and food.
You keep... Can I have one meat, please?
That's not the meat. There's no meat.
I would love meat for this one. Thank you.
No, there's no meat.
Order up meat.
The meat is next.
Okay. Put it on the fryer.
What's this?
Give me some meat. What's up, brother? Can I have some meat?
Whoa, that's a lot of meat.
What are we eating?
We're eating Clark.
Wow, that tastes like meat.
We're eating
meat. So good. So meaty. Yummy. Let me get some meat. Bob. Is meat on the menu tonight? That should be nice.
Oh! Bob, can you give me just
three
straight minutes on meat, please? Can you just...
When I was a young boy, worked on a farm. Guess what was on that farm? Meat. We had all kinds of meat and beans. But I don't like beans. I like meat.
And beans.
Oh my god.
Yo, what's to eat, bro?
Huh?
What are we eating?
What are we eating?
I sure hope it's meat.
We're not eating meat.
What the fuck is going on, bro?
What are we eating?
Not
I
yet.
Can't get it out.
Get it out.
Just wait till you hear the next one. You're gonna be really excited.
I can't wait for Maxie's meat.
Sauce.
All right,
we're waiting.
We're eating cat.
I can't believe I just fill all that time. I couldn't get it out.
Who couldn't get it out?
You.
I tried to get it out.
Can't wait for this meat. Thank you very much for this meat.
It's been like 10 minutes.
I need a sound bite of you clipping.
It's been 10 minutes.
Sean,
the food's getting cold, dude.
Sean, I need you to clip. Sean, I need you to...
Go get the food.
He's about to put my food down. I sure hope it's meat.
I worked real hard on this 4 minutes of meat, dude.
Holy Jesus.
This isn't meat.
Oh, fuck. I don't want it. The fuck?
We got crepes.
This guy did 5 whole minutes on meat, dude. You're not going to give him any?
Well, he's getting some later, you know?
Oh, yeah. All
right, so this is food.
Thank you for this food.
This is Clark Catfish Crème de la Fraîche sur une assiette pleine de petits billets.
He went real French.
So,
what does that mean?
I didn't hear it. Means,
what's meat in French? Pull that up.
What's meat in French, Sean?
I honestly don't remember. I don't think it's car.
Did you take French?
I know. No.
Viande.
I do Duolingo.
Viande?
For what?
Viande. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Viande.
Oh, Viande.
Viande.
All right, what are we discussing?
All right, so I want to talk about Caitlin Clark's shitty contract.
Yes.
Oh, I got some thoughts about this. I'm ready.
What?
I'm ready for this.
All right, so she's getting paid 4 years, and she's only getting $338,000. About 76 to 97,000 a year?
It varies.
Yeah. So what do we think about that?
I think that's more than reasonable.
What? Good for her.
What the hell are you talking about?
Caitlin Clark is probably already making immensely more than that through sponsorships.
Well, yeah, for sure.
So this will be the year of the switch that people are actually going to give a fuck about the WNBA. That already shows from the historic views, I should say, on the March Madness tournament. for the women's side.
Did they surpass the men's one? Does anybody know? Okay.
I'm pretty sure they surpassed the any view count of any March Madness ever.
Wow.
I don't have the exact stats on that. But the WNBA, historically, doesn't have the money to pay these players the same amount that the NBA is paying their players. Purely based off of their marketing. As of today, I saw a stat that the WNBA and the NBA are combined as an umbrella company overall, and pretty much the NBA funds the WNBA to even happen. Take a guess. I'm going to give you a stat, and then I want you to guess the other stat. On average, the WNBA loses $10 million of revenue a year. With that in mind, loses.
Right.
How much do you think the NBA makes
a year?
It's like $1 billion, probably. It's probably close to $1 billion.
I'm going
to
say $13 billion.
Damn.
$13 billion?
I don't know.
No, I'm going to say like $1.3
billion.
NBA makes $8 billion in revenue a year.
God damn.
So it is a drop in the bucket to continue funding the WNBA.
You're welcome.
But I, as we sit here and watch a game right now, as we're, but
I hate this sport.
So it's always been the argument of gender equality, the pay, da 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 da. But it's not about that. It's the media of how much they're actually bringing in and what they can pay these players.
Could you say that it's almost poor timing for Caitlin Clark to go into the league? Like, because she has to get signed to the rookie contract now, because she hasn't brought the eyeballs to the WNBA yet, and with the eyeballs comes the revenue, right? Like, I think if once more people watch the WNBA, because now she's in it.
Then she and everybody else can make more money.
Exactly, but now she's got to wait 4 years until she can.
It's not poor timing. There was never good timing.
Yeah,
true. So it only leads to her, along with Angel Reese and anybody else from March Madness this year that was made it very popular, and that rivalry between the two teams. But, excuse me, I think it is going to be a lot more exciting to watch on that end, which will in turn bring revenue. I don't know if it will turn a profit, but that's a long-term thing to see. I know Caitlin Clark has already broken jersey sales for a rookie of any sport. The day she got drafted.
The season didn't even start yet.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She was offered to play in Ice Cube's Big Three, correct?
Really?
Well, that, I believe, was $5 million up front. So the money is there for her to get. I don't think the player contract, like, they're making a big deal about it because it's the whole gender equality thing and da 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 da.
But it's not.
It's not, as well as her opportunities for money are more than there in other routes. So she just needs to keep doing her and play her game.
Yeah, she's going to make so much money off of whatever shoe she signs with.
I'm pretty sure she's already a Nike athlete.
Yeah. Well, once she gets, like, I'm sure she already has a contract, but now that she's in the WNBA.
The whole shoe thing, I don't think so.
You don't think that's high revenue?
No.
Really?
She went on a...
Unless you are...
Compared to what she's making, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the millions for sure. You don't think a shoe contract's in the millions?
I think so.
It's got to be, bro.
I don't think it has to do with the shoe itself. I think it's just having to be an ambassador for that company.
Wait till she's in a fucking State Farm ad, bro. Those State Farm ads are showing out.
Yeah, it's, her and Steph.
Yeah, for sure.
Geico.
Yeah, all the insurance ads.
See her with Kevin Hart
specifically.
Steph Curry
specifically on the shoe end. There's very few actual players that have very popular selling shoes. So it's not like they'll get a contract, but they're not getting like a cut of the shoe, you know?
They don't?
I'm not sure how shoe contracts work. Okay. I feel like they might.
The only profitable, because they're all profitable because little kids are making them for $4 a shoe somewhere.
Yeah.
The Jordan brand, obviously.
Well, of course, yeah.
Kobe is more popular than ever. They sell out every drop. And then maybe KD and LeBron's.
What about Kyrie? Did you say Kyrie?
Kyrie's don't sell out.
No.
They sit on shelves. I'm talking like as soon as they drop, people are buying them, like waiting in lines for the drops.
Yeah.
But people don't, well, most people, actually, I don't even know if this is true, but I feel like most people don't wear sneakers or basketball shoes casually. Except for
Jordan's.
Depends
what it is, yeah.
Like, I only see people wearing Jordans.
But that's another choice to be made by the athlete as well. Do you take functionality, where you can wear your shoe to play the game, or do you take
a style?
You want to sell the shoes, and people can wear them whenever.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in particular cases, basketball shoes aren't comfy.
Are not comfy?
Are not.
Yeah.
But they work good as basketball shoes.
True.
Because you lace them motherfuckers on tight.
Keep them ankles tight.
Yeah. And again, the exceptions fall in line with what I said. Like, LeBrons were super popular when they were first coming out. Jordans, obviously, super popular. But that goes in line with, they're not that functional as a basketball shoe. You're not seeing players wear Jordans to play.
True.
But I think, like I said, it has kind of shifted towards, I think players want to make a shoe that they like and can play in. Devin Booker recently has hit that right on the money with a good-looking casual shoe as well as functional basketball shoe. A lot of people really like those, and a lot of people really like KD's. But which way would Caitlin Clark go?
Who knows, man? But it'll be cool.
I don't know what kind of shoe she wears.
Basketball?
Probably. I would guess.
I would guess that she would make something that's more functional, but that's just me.
It seems like she would want to go that
especially
sort of
because
route.
You have to figure, like, she's going to be making women's shoes.
Anyway, back to the topic. I think the pay's fine. They're lucky they're getting that much for a company that's losing money every year.
It's more money than I make.
More money than I make, and they get to play basketball.
Yeah.
And I work 10 hours a day.
True.
Fuck me blue.
So do you think after this first season, and she is the reason that they turn into a profit, that they would restructure her contract?
No. Not after the first year.
No.
No?
I think that she just falls in line with being a player and having to support the rest of the team.
True, yeah.
It also depends on how she performs. I don't think it has to do with the whole WNBA as a whole.
I think it does, because if she brings people in, kind of like Messi brought people into the MLS.
Yeah,
but that's a little different.
People come to those games just
Messi
to see him.
Messi is already an established GOAT of the game.
True, but what?
Comparing Messi to Caitlin Clark is...
I mean, she's breaking records, bro.
Yeah,
it's college
records. I'm just saying.
It's not comparable.
She's revitalizing an entire league, bro.
I see the point you're making, but the
they're
levels,
the same person, bro. They speak the same language.
Same hairline.
No.
Same forehead for sure.
I don't know what women's basketball players make on average.
Not a lot.
But I have to assume she's making...
I don't believe anybody in the WNBA makes over 100K a year.
It's not much more than whatever she's making.
I was just going to say, I'm sure she's making a very respectable amount of money for the league that she's in.
Which is crazy to think about.
Which sucks, but it's also not a lot of people watch the WNBA.
Who's the highest paid?
Not yet.
Maybe they will.
Give it the times, really.
Yeah.
I just
this guy just said fucking Sue Bird. Come on, bro.
Bro, I'd never even heard of that lady.
I don't think it's much to be super upset about.
Nah.
It sucks that women don't get paid the same as men in this case, but it's also a lot more people watching
that sport.
It's
how much the league
makes.
Yeah. Yeah,
comparatively.
Exactly.
I saw a thing. It was someone compared the percent of the average NBA contract to how much a team makes, and then the average WNBA contract to how much a team makes.
Mm-hmm.
And the men's league was 2% when the females league or the women's league was 12% or something like that.
Yeah.
So comparatively, they get paid more.
There are players that make a more than decent amount, actually, up to $250,000 a year.
Damn.
So
that's pretty nice. Well, she's due for that kind of money in 4 years. It's still a rookie contract.
Yeah.
People are pissed, but no one gets paid out with our rookie contract.
Even Maxi is still on.
Yeah,
rookie contract.
Rookie contracts. In general,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're getting millions on a rookie contract through
True.
Different leagues.
Yeah,
I
guess that
makes
sense
too. But again,
that
comes back to the whole thing as a whole. Not because they're women, because it's not supportive. It's not.
That's not to say it's not going to get there, though.
No,
with
it's not.
These people,
especially
with these
this
ladies
year, this
in the
saying.
League.
We are on the cusp of seeing a boom for the WNBA, and I think that's a good thing. Because it was hyped to watch. The March Madness was hyped to watch this year. Not on the men's side. Because the number one teams play to the end.
Yep.
Too much meat.
That I like that. There you go.
So true. So true.
Somebody say me?
Wow.
No me.
I don't remember the voice I used.
Hey, you'll get there one day, kid.
When the meat's out.
All right, we're eating, beating, drinking.
Good about that
Eat
one.
It, beat it. Drink it.
Did you ever get that kid on TikTok?
I sure wish it was meat it.
You ever see that kid on TikTok where his mom like serves some shit and it'll be like pancakes, like pancakes.
No.
he's like the brightest of I forget. He like talks so. He's like the brightest of breakfast pastries. He talks. He's like a fucking 13-year-old kid. He talks like he's from like from a different time, dude. It's fucking fantastic.
Are we eating it this week?
Hey, we're eating it.
We're eating it.
Oh, we're eating it.
Eat it.
All right, what are we eating?
All right. So
part one,
the only part probably. Anyway,
Moses parted the seas.
Yeah, that's true. What is the best pizza topping? Or a combination of pizza toppings.
big ups on bacon for me.
I know mine.
Sweet and savory little bacon on top.
Where's the sweet big coming up. From?
The cheese.
What?
See, I don't
sauce generally.
I don't care for bacon in general, to be honest. I think
what
the superior
what the
stupid?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't
what
care
the
for
fuck?
It.
You're so dumb.
Sausage the is the superior breakfast meat. I've been saying it forever.
Oh, my God. You're disgusting.
Yes, it is.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck
out of here.
It's the superior breakfast meat.
Get off!
Get out!
Ain't nobody talking about sausage in this goddamn bar.
We're talking about meat.
Not that meat. I don't want no crumbly meat in my bit.
Crumbly? You know, crumbly sausage. That's what you get on your pizza.
Yeah.
That's what you get on pizza. So, is that your favorite pizza topping?
Sausage or pepperoni are my
pepperoni.
Number
pepperoni.
One, two.
Better than sausage.
But I like having both on my pizza.
This guy's a meat lover.
I'm a meat lover pizza, dude. No, meat, any sort of meat is better than any sort of, like, vegetable or anything else on
no,
pizza.
It's not.
Yes,
I'm not
it
putting
is.
A
no,
veggie on a pizza.
Like, I'll
You're
eat it, but
out.
I'm picking any meat over any veggie on pizza.
What are you putting on your pizza?
I'll go last.
He's going to say something.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a plain guy, but I actually agree with Bob here. The bacon goes
crazy.
It goes crazy.
Bacon is
great. I'm a fan.
Wait.
And I never had it until I had it with him.
Hold on. I'm going to fuck.
He's going to say some freak
shit. I'm making a fucking brain baby right now. Sean's about to say some fucking
freak shit, dude.
He's about to say the fucking
sardines and pineapple.
No, he's gonna say that broccoli fucking white cheddar.
Oh,
bullshit.
You're right. He is gonna
Ooh,
say some dumb
wait,
shit
like a white
that,
pizza
dude.
With broccoli and something.
Don't even
garlic.
Get on his side.
That is
Don't even
good.
Get
that
on
is
his
good.
Side,
yeah,
right?
yeah.
It's
what
good, but
say?
It's
Sam's
best.
Pizza.
What are you gonna say?
Sam's Pizza's got some good broccoli cheddar.
No, he's
soup.
Gonna say none of it's good.
What is up with all these turnovers?
Okay. We're not talking about turnovers.
We are getting...
We're talking about pizza.
Dude, I'm getting fucking mad.
Pizza turnover?
Yeah, so...
I
have a few options, as I always
no,
do.
No, I want your number one option.
My number one. I'd probably have to go with Supreme.
Shut the
Which
fuck up.
Is...
You don't
minus,
get to pick all of them,
Minus
dude.
The olives. What?
You
minus
you pick
the fuck
all
is
of
Supreme?
Them?
Supreme is like literally
it's
everything.
Fucking
it's
10
not
toppings,
everything.
Bro.
It's not.
It
like,
fucking
it's
is.
It's like peppers, onions, sausage...
Yeah, bacon.
Bacon.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. It's fucking
no,
everything.
It's like...
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
When
Mushrooms,
right, when was
peppers.
The last time you ordered a Supreme pizza? Be honest.
At my work meeting? I didn't order it, but
when
it was
did
there.
You, when was the last time you ordered a... What did you last order on your pizza?
That's a good question, man.
Blueberries?
I don't know. I don't remember.
That's crazy.
Is that a problem?
It is a problem. Because you're lying. No. You don't like Supreme Pizza.
I do like
you
Supreme
You know what's
pizza.
Pretty good? A little CBR. Chicken Bacon Ranch.
No.
What did you
no.
just say?
I also,
CBR.
I don't like Buffalo Chicken Pizza.
Oh, that's
Buffalo
that's,
Chicken Pizza
no,
is
not
bad.
Good.
You're right.
No, it's good. From
it's
Domino's.
Bro,
Domino's only.
This guy's...
I don't like Domino's, but they're chicken.
I like Domino's. I don't like the Buffalo from there.
I like Domino's, and their bacon be hitting.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, so if I have to pick one topping, do I have to pick one topping?
Yes.
All
that
right.
was you made the question.
Literally, bro, I literally said
you made the question. One topping, put it on your fucking pizza. Pick it, and it better be meat.
I said either a topping or combination of toppings.
What,
bro?
The fuck, do you put on your
that.
Fucking pizza?
He said everything. Whatever.
No,
no,
I
no that's
right.
not.
Can we just
viable.
Do part two? What?
We're not done. Bro.
Isaiah's
not
over
done.
This.
I'm over the pizza bit, dude.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Because he's Mark pissed me off.
Because he's a plain guy.
This guy picked because fucking sausage.
He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed.
About what?
You only like cheese.
That is not a even true.
You fucking cheesehead.
It's kind of gross.
Pizza's good, just plain.
Fucking
First off, he asked what topping. He didn't say no toppings. He said what topping.
I gave a topping.
Pick it.
Bacon.
He said cheese.
You pick bacon. I pick bacon. This guy picks sausage. What the fuck are you putting on your pizza, Sean?
My dad's calling me right now. Pick so you one. Have to wait.
Mushroom.
Pick up one. The. Hold on. Pick up the phone. Oh. Put it on speaker and ask what the fuck he's putting
and
on his pizza.
Ask him what his favorite Billy Joel song is.
Yo, Dad. Yo, what's up? We're doing the podcast right now. What's your favorite topping for pizza?
Sausage!
Oh, it runs in the family.
Yeah.
It's a genetic defect. Okay. It makes sense.
And also, we have to know what your favorite Billy Joel song is.
Holy shit. I got nothing on Billy
Joel. He's got nothing. Damn. All right. That's fine.
Respect.
Dad, can I call you back?
Yeah.
All right. Later. All right. Peace.
Peace be with you.
It runs in the family. Now, wow. Sean, for the love of God, give me your fucking ass.
I said it. He heard me.
I didn't hear you.
Yes, you did.
I didn't hear him.
Better just be say it. You say it. No, you say it.
No.
Did you hear me?
It's pepperoni.
It's not pepperoni.
What is it?
He was rocking with bacon, and then we scared him.
Me?
No. He was rocking with bacon, and then we scared him into pepperoni.
Isaiah doesn't like
I
meat.
Didn't say pepperoni.
How
I
are we
bacon.
Losing now? What the fuck?
All right. Mushrooms.
I knew he was going to say some freak shit, dude. He's a fucking weirdo.
No, dude, I'm not. I'm normal. Hi, I'm normal.
There's no way.
Oh,
live check-in. 1.5 left on the clock in the first quarter. Heave down the court to Jimmy Buckets. Goes up, does a fake in front of Kelly Oubre, I believe that was. Comes back down and is now on the ground holding his knee. Now back
good.
To Sean for his favorite topic.
I think Kelly Oubre fell on him.
Hey, back to me.
Can you give me your fucking...
Bro, I did.
Please.
What is, so it's
I
mushrooms?
Said it needed to be meat, dude.
It has to be meat?
I'm changing can the rules. Just... It needs to be meat.
Come all
on,
right, fine.
Come on, part yeah. two, dude.
No. What, why do you want to move on?
Because I don't
Are
like,
you scared?
I don't like pizza, guys.
Oh, we got it out of him, dude. We finally got it out of him.
Are you serious?
No, he's not serious, bro.
Fucking...
Everybody loves pizza.
All right, if I had to pick a meat, I'll do ham.
You're fucking lying.
I actually, man,
I like
pine.
Wait, I know neither
of
you.
I'm gonna leave, dude. I'm gonna leave.
Merc, you like pineapple pizza?
I never had it.
Hawaiian?
I don't want to try it, no.
Have you ever had
it? I haven't had it, but I think it probably would taste good. It doesn't sound bad.
I love it. The sweetened spice. Alright, we're moving on. You guys, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Whatever.
Pissing me off.
I feel like I just broke something. Alright. You want another round?
Sure. Yeah, let me get another round.
Another round.
Pull
yes,
this up.
Man. All right.